98.9 Buzz. Pisano Sandy. Calls coming in here. 222 Buzz. Hi to Buzz.
Hi, this is Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
Well, hi, and thanks for taking my call. I just, I think I have a really great question for you guys and Generations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for Generations,
yeah. So, I'm about 23.
Okay.
And my fiance and I just got engaged a couple months ago.
Congratulations. And, do you need a DJ by any chance?
Oh, would you stop? That's okay. Not what she's calling. Fine. Oh, my gosh.
Always be closing, Sandy.
Like an old broke man. He anyway. Needs to feed the baby somehow. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you're 23, just got engaged.
Yes, we just got engaged. We're getting married next summer. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of my friends from college and, you know, working professionals have said that it's kind of a good idea to go to couples therapy beforehand and, you know, maybe kind of on a regular basis as a sort of preventative measures, you know? I kind of like the idea, you know? It's hard staying together, and I really want us to work, and I just think it might be, you know, a smart thing to do, and he's not in it at all. He's kind of from this sort of old-school idea that therapy's for problems, and, you know, things are really great in our relationship. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out if there's a way that I might convince him without annoying him, and I wanted to get, you know, the perspective of some different people from different generations that have some good advice for me.
So to go to couples therapy without needing it ahead of time as a preventative.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, I know a lot of 20-somethings are doing Botox as a preventative. but therapy? Huh. Interesting, because I've done some.
Yeah.
When Jill and I first got married. Just,
oh, so you are doing the same thing she did. Did you do it as preventative, or was there...
Well, actually, it was funny. After the first time, we realized that... Then the second time, we're like, okay. And then the third time,
but why did you go? What prompted you? Whose idea was it?
It was kind of both of our idea, just to make sure we had our heads on straight and we're doing the right thing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the lady, the person doing the therapy sent us an email saying she was retiring.
Oh, so that's it. Did you get something out of it? Because you kind of did it without there really being any issue.
I didn't really think we needed it.
Ah.
But I did it kind of like I was your fiance's kind of thing. I kind of did it for her. And after we did it a couple, 2-3 times, she realized it was pretty much unnecessary.
Well, then maybe you do need it.
No.
If it's going to make you realize that you're in a good spot.
It's called communication.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm old school. I'm a 50-something. That's my generation. Look at what is wrong with sitting down, looking each other in the eye and being honest and just talking? You don't have to have someone else moderate this for you. You're not in a fight. You're not in a huge disagreement over anything. You know, you have to go through the adventures of life in order to figure it out. And do it with the knowledge that, okay, this might not be perfect. We might be like a pinball bouncing off the corners of stuff, but at least we're moving. And I think that's the way you look at it.
All right,
so I don't think it's necessary.
How everybody else feels about it. Call us up, 222-2899. Help Brooke out. She's in her 20s, engaged. Life is great. Nothing's wrong in her relationship. But yet, her friends are telling her couples therapy is something you should do.
Brooke.
Introduce it now and do it to be, you know, kind of proactive.
Preemptive therapy.
Yeah.
Instead of a repair.
She's like, let's just make it part of our, like, you know how people go work out. Well, she considers
it. Sounds like
this
something rich people do.
Yeah, right? First of all, what's your generation?
I'm 51 years old.
Okay, so what's your take on that?
I find it just some place to stuff money that you really don't need to.
Yeah, see, that's the old school way of thinking. Do you, you know, we'll figure it out on our own. We don't need a therapist to help us.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, The Buzz. What's your generation?
Hey, well, I'm 55, and we're from the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And I've been married 29 wonderful years to my wife.
Nice.
And how do I get a piece of that pie being a marriage counselor?
I know. Sounds like you got it down. You could probably give some good advice, right?
Always. Well, always tell each other you love each other. Don't hesitate to say that.
Aw, there's some good advice there.
See, and always hold their hand as much as you can.
But do you think, and you do see it, right, that we're talking more and it's okay to go to therapy? Back in the day when the old school people like us saw therapy as, oh my gosh, there's a problem. Don't tell anyone you're going to therapy. But I feel like these kids now are so open to the idea of therapy. Do you think it's a good idea?
Well, I don't know, because therapy is like talking to a friend.
Yeah. Marriage is tough, though. That you almost need that unbiased friend to talk to.
Well, I'm old school. I'm thinking if you got a friend, but just talk it out with your spouse. Right. If you got a problem, nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
No secrets. Tell each other everything, and you're gonna have a happy marriage.
Thanks, man. All thanks for being on Generations. I think this. Hi, the boss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What's your generation? What's your angle?
I'm in my 30s.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this?
Okay, you're younger than us old people who are who don't understand it.
So Sandy's old. I'm not.
Well, all of us so far have said it's not really necessary.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, though, because I was curious to know where she's getting married. Because if you're getting married in the church, at least in the Christian church, we had premarital counseling with our pastor.
Mm.
And so we talked about different issues that might come up, whether it be spiritual or especially financial or different scenarios.
Oh, and that's free.
Yeah, exactly. And part of the cost of going into the church, I mean, some people get married in the Catholic church, they go to pre-Cana.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's different scenarios, so... I thought it was beneficial for my husband and I, so we met with the pastor a few times, and then I met with his wife, and my husband, to be now husband, mm-hmm. met with the pastors to talk about other personal, like, things.
And it's like, what to expect when getting married kind of course.
Well, yeah, but
right?
It sounded like she wanted to make this a routine
thing,
not just a one-time thing.
If you do it like 3 or 4 times, it's not going to hurt you.
All right, good one. Thank you. Thanks for being on Generations. Thanks for your advice.
Yeah, have a good day.
Okay, thanks for being on The Buzz. Bye.
What do you think?
I just put in my 2 cents. I mean, I am 36. I've been married for 13 years.
Oh, nice.
We have gone to couples therapy, but... You know, it's when needed. You don't need to add this stress. You gotta be open to looking for help, and you gotta be open to receive the help. But are you gonna go to the mechanic and start paying him to fix what may go wrong with your car? Are you going to the hospital and say, "Hey, by the way, just give me everything you can shove in me to make sure I don't get sick"? No, that may get you sick.
Yeah,
that is a brilliant analogy. That you're right. That makes sense. What?
Thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Call again sometime. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.